The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Owings hates a lot of things.
I do.
He loves telling us what he hates.
I love a lot of things, too.
You do. This one's come up a couple of times over the year. I believe you've called them lawless, you've called them reckless, and you've said they do whatever they want.
Who are these a-holes?
Who is the complete a-holes? Who is this band of people that's out to terrorize Hot Wings and everyone like him? Hot air balloonists.
Oh, they are. They do whatever they want.
And wild new video and details tonight after a hot air balloon makes an emergency landing in a backyard in Temecula.
That is the smallest backyard
it
ever. Is.
It's actually amazing that they sandwiched in between a house and a fence, because this is one of those California backyards where the fence from the back of the house is about 18 feet.
Yeah.
Like, how they wedged in there is a miracle.
It actually is quite impressive.
Hearing from one of the passengers on board, the sudden drop-in by 13 strangers stunning the homeowners and their neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, no one was hurt, and everyone walked away just laughing about this experience.
Just incredible video, including a new angle. As Eyewitness News reporter Amy Powell explains, the landing did include several heart-stopping moments.
People who were on board that hot air balloon are praising the pilot who pulled off this incredible emergency landing.
Can I just say, I have a problem with the term pilot for hot air balloon people.
Yeah. They should be called like a floaty controller
operator,
guy.
Operator at the most.
You're not a pilot. Yeah. You pull on a chain that makes fire go. Yeah, and then it goes up and down. You can't control direction at all.
Yeah,
can you?
Yeah, they don't have like rudders or anything.
More of a furnace controller.
It is. You're a thermostat.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're the temperature knob control on a smart car.
Yeah.
So many things could have gone wrong, but when it landed, everyone was smiling.
We're so many backyards. Bend your knees.
A hot air balloon.
Bend your
ride
knees.
Coming
it's
to
coming down at like 1 foot a minute.
That is a huge gondola, massive. Though. Mm-hmm. Like most of those are made for, you know, 3-4 people.
Yeah, 13 people.
13 people
that seems
on this.
So uncomfortable.
Thing.
Ride coming to an unexpected end for the 13 people on board when it was forced to land in the backyard of a home in Temecula.
Why was it forced? It looks fine.
You'll hear.
Okay.
Because at first I was like, oh my gosh, we're in a backyard. Like, this is crazy.
Oh, I think it's because her husband wanted to get out.
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, everybody.
I love the fact that when the guy from the house, the house owner or whatever, comes out, everybody's just still in the basket posing for photos.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody's so chill about
everyone's
this, which
happy.
Is good.
It would be such an odd thing to be experiencing.
Even bigger surprise for the residents. Hunter Perrin was watching television Saturday morning when a neighbor knocked on his door.
Go and answer the door. And this guy's like, they just landed in your backyard. I'm like, what?
Hunter.
That'd be embarrassing to find out a hot air balloon landed in your backyard from someone at the door.
It's oblivious. It's surprising that they didn't know, because those things are loud.
Yeah.
Like, there's a hot air balloon thing every summer, and they take off about a mile from our house. So it's pretty common to see them floating by.
Yeah.
And they're low.
Yep.
But they're still probably about 150 or 200 feet.
Yeah.
But even when they hit that burner, that thing is loud
it
as
is,
hell.
It is.
In the house, you can hear really it no loud. Problem.
and his wife Jenna ran outside and saw the relieved passengers.
They have video footage of them videoing each other.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Open the sliding glass door and there's a basket full of 13 people in my backyard.
I run to the back and there's a whole group of people that are just waving at me.
Brianna.
They interviewed the most energetic, happy people for this story. Ooh, it's great.
Brianna Avalos and her husband were taking their first hot air balloon ride to celebrate their 10th anniversary. As they started approaching the neighborhood, Brianna says the pilot made an announcement.
I'm not really a pilot. I have no control.
I don't know what's happening.
He says there's not enough wind because the wind kind of like stopped a little bit. And he was like, we're going to land. And we only had a little bit of fuel left.
The pilot, he was masterful, you know. He got it like right down.
I don't know. Masterful would have been like not landing in someone's narrow backyard.
Yeah, it would have been landing it where you meant to.
Yeah.
On inside, like directly into the backyard where there was nothing. The balloon didn't catch on anything. They came in and he kind of just,
I mean, pure
plopped
luck.
Straight down and was moving very slowly.
Neighbors gathering in the street to watch.
He was trying to get us to the street. But we couldn't get to the street in time, so we landed in the people's backyard.
Wow.
Safe and sound, like no one hurt, like everyone's just great. He was an amazing pilot.
The balloon caused no damage to the property, and again, no one was injured.
There are we've already said it, but there are so many people in the little holding part for that balloon. If I went on a hot air balloon ride and I walked up and there were 10 people in that little bucket, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah,
there's not even enough room where everybody can be up against the edge of it.
No,
right? That would be one thing. But I mean, there's like 8 people around the perimeter of it, and then like 5 people kind of stuffed in the middle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That seems so uncomfortable, and you're so high up in the air. even if you landed appropriately, I'd still say that was super uncomfortable because there were 13 people on it.
Yeah, it's too much.
Are we trying to get into a country?
Yeah.
Why are there so many of us here?
Many.
My dad has gone on 2 or 3 rides for a hot air balloon. We got it for him for Father's Day or his birthday once, and he loved it. So then he did it a couple more times, and he loves it.
I want to do it.
He thinks it's amazing.
I would absolutely
the quiet, the views, everything else.
They had asked us a couple of years ago, because there's a balloon fest that goes on here, and for whatever, I think we were traveling or something, so none of us could do it. But I would absolutely do that.
I did it.
Hot Wings, is that too much of an adrenaline ride for you, you know, with the going up and the going down?
1,000%. I need separation between me and the atmosphere. I really do. Like, the idea of being in open air that high in the sky, it would terrify me. I mean, like, no doubt. I would hate it.
I would start thinking about that I'm being held up by wicker. And I know it's solid, right?
It's
solid wicker.
Like, it's not like if there's wicker furniture, I'm always like, well, I'm going to fall through it. But it still would get in my head like, I am being saved from plummeting to the earth by stupid wicker, the ugliest furniture possible.
I sometimes have to actively think of something other than the fact that I'm in an airplane when we're in one of those. Mm-hmm. Like the same thing. Like, there is so little separating me from plummeting. Like, I have to, nope, don't think about that. You're 2-3 miles in the air. Don't think about anything. You know, just forget it. You know, I'm just in a bus with wings. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. So yeah, if I was out in the open and the air was hitting my face, I'd freak the F out.
When it gets really hot up there too, like
I'm
when
sure
they're
because of the heat,
doing that. I had my sunglasses on the top of my head when I was on one, and they were metal frames. Oh. And I touched them, and it like hurt my
really?
Finger.
I guess
it.
You don't think about that.
No.
But it makes sense.
When you're on it too, they consider you part of the crew, which means that once you land, if you're not in somebody's backyard, if you're in like an open area where you're supposed to land, you have to help like roll the balloon up or like fold it up and put it away. And
no, ain't my job.
The
yeah,
people,
right?
No, I paid
I'm
for
paying
this.
To be here.
The people in the van that are supposed to meet you wherever you are, like they have to come and
no,
yeah, you're all
job.
Just all hands on deck putting it away.
Yeah. No, you made me pay for this. So that's part of that is you clean up.
Yeah.
We can't.
I don't have to wash the jet when I get to my actual destination.
Right.
Whereas
not
you just
yet.
Land wherever you want. Yeah, good
not
point.
Not yet.
That's a good point.
We got yelled at, though, because when we were coming in for landing, we went down over a chemical plant.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's not a great pilot.
Yeah, we got yelled at. The guy was really mad. He ran up. He was like, I need your flight number and blah, blah, or your like balloon number.
Yeah,
it's like six.
Right?
Like, do they even have those?
I don't know, Snoopy?
Like, I was on the Boo Crew, actually. We were the Halloween balloon.
Okay, the Boo anyway. Crew?
Boo Crew. Okay. I bought, they gave me a pin. That's it. It was really cute.
Wait, the merch budget for these balloon pilots. Minimal. Wow.